In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salim al-Shamari.
Surah Al-Kahf.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Neither the creation of the heavens and the earth nor the creation of themselves made them witness. Nor did he create themselves, and I would not take them misguided as a support.
Satan and his offspring did not create the heavens and the earth.
Nor did I bear witness to the creation of some of them. So I seek his help in his creation. Rather, it was unique in creating all of this without any appointee or supporter. And I would not take anyone who does not guide to the truth as helpers and supporters. And the day he says, call my partners whom you claimed. So they called them, but they did not respond to them, and we made a crossing between them.
And one day God says,
I invite those who you claim are my partners in worship
to support you and protect you from me.
So they called for help from them, but they did not help them.
And he made us among these polytheists.
And they did not call upon partners besides God as partners in this world, the cause of their destruction.
And the polytheists saw the fire on that day. They knew that they had entered it.
They did not find anything about the fire that they saw.
A rate to which they modify it.
Because God has forced them to do so.
We have presented in this Quran every example for people.
The human being was the most controversial thing.
We have presented every example in this Quran to people.
And we exhorted them about it from every bite.
We protested against them with every excuse so that they would remember and repent.
Man was the most hypocritical and quarrelsome thing.
He does not repent for what is right, nor is he rebuked for adversity.
And what prevented the people from believing when guidance came to them?
And they ask forgiveness from their Lord unless the Sunnah of the ancients comes to them.
Or the torment will come to them before.
O Muhammad, faith in God.
When God's statement came to them.
And seeking forgiveness from what they are doing to free themselves from their polytheism.
Except for their coming, our example is from the nations who denied their messenger before them.
Or bring them the torment in plain sight.
We do not send messengers except as bringers of good tidings and warners.
Those who disbelieve argue with falsehood in order to prove the truth.
And they took my signs, and what they were warned of, they shook.
We do not send our messenger except to give good news to people of faith and belief,
with great reward in the afterlife.
And to warn those who disbelieve in him and deny him, his punishment is great.
He disputes with those who deny God and his messenger falsely.
We do not send our messenger to argue and dispute.
And you argue with them with falsehood in order to invalidate the truth, remove it, and take it away.
The disbelievers in God took his arguments as evidence against them.
And his book which he revealed to them.
And the vows that I warn them with are mockery, and they mock them.
Who is more unjust than he who is reminded of the signs of his Lord but turns away from them and forgets what his hands have put forward?
Indeed, we have placed veils over their hearts so that they may understand it, and a deafness in their ears.
And if you call them to guidance, then they will never be guided.
Who is more unjust than the one who reminds him of his verses and arguments?
So guide him to the path of guidance and guide him to the path of salvation.
So turn away from his verses and evidence.
He forgot the fatal sins he had committed and did not repent.
We have placed it on the hearts of those who turn away from the signs of God.
Covers so that they do not understand him.
And there is heaviness in their ears so that they do not hear him.
And if you, O Muhammad, call upon those who turn away from God's verses to adhere to the truth,
they will never adhere to the truth.
Because God has sealed their hearts, their hearing, and their sight.
And your Lord, O Muhammad, covers the sins of his servants by pardoning them if they repent of them.
The Most Merciful.
If only those who turned away from his signs would be held accountable for the sins and misdeeds they have earned,
to hasten their torment.
But it is due to his mercy towards his creation.
Unmerciful, mercy, 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 mercy.
But it is due to his mercy towards his creation.
Not doing that to them.
But they have an appointment.
These polytheists will find no refuge to turn to.
And with him they will be saved from the punishment of God. and those towns we destroyed because they wronged. And we have made a set time for their destruction. Those villages are from Ad, the Mud, and the people of the Grove. We destroyed its people when they wronged and disbelieved in God and His signs. And we appointed for their destruction a time and a term. Thus we have made a meeting for these polytheists among your people, O Muhammad. If that date comes to them, we will destroy them. And when Musa said to his girl, I will not leave until I reach the Bahrain complex or spend a few days. And remember, O Muhammad, when Moses said to his servant, Joshua, I am still walking until I reach the complex of the Rum Sea and the Persian Sea. Or a prisoner for time and eternity. When he reached a gathering between them, they forgot their friendship. They forgot their lives, so he made his way into the sea in a swarm. When Musa and his boy reached the Bahrain complex, forget their lives. So the whale took a path in the sea like a burrow. Until Moses returned to him and saw him. When he passed, he said to his girl, Bring us our lunch. Bring us our lunch. We have found this to be a disappointment from our travel. When Musa and his servant passed the Bahrain complex, Moses said to his boy Joshua, We brought our lunch. We have experienced difficulty and fatigue from our travel. He said, Did you see that when we took shelter on the rock, I forgot the whale? I forgot the whale, and no one but Satan makes me forget him. He made his way into the sea in amazement. His boy Musa said, Did you see when we took shelter in the rock? I forgot the whale there. And no one forgets me to mention the whale except Satan. Moses marveled at the whale's path in the sea. He said that is what we wanted. Their traces war stories. They found one of our servants. We gave him mercy from us. We gave him mercy from us. We taught him knowledge from us. Moses said to his girl, Forget about you, Pisces, we asked. Because Moses was told, Your companion you want where you forget Pisces. So he returned to the path he had taken. They found a knowledgeable man from among our servants. We granted him mercy from us. We also taught him knowledge from us. Moses told him, Do I follow you to teach me? From what I learned from Russia. He said that you will not be able to be patient with me. How can you be patient with what you have no knowledge of? Moses told the world, Should I follow you if you teach me knowledge? God has taught you what is guidance to the truth. And evidence of guidance. The scientist said, You won't be patient with me. This is because I work with inner knowledge. God taught me. You have no knowledge except the apparent meaning of things. Do not be patient with the actions you see. How can you be patient, Musa, with the actions you see from me, which you have no knowledge of? He said, God willing, you will find me patient. I will not disobey your command. He said, Then you follow me. Don't ask me anything. Until he mentioned it to you. Musa said, You will find me, God willing, patient with what I see from you. Even if it contradicts what I think is correct. I will do what you order me to do. Even if he doesn't agree with me. The scholar said to Moses, If you follow me now, do not ask me about anything I do that you disapprove of. Until I tell you what you see of the actions that I do. I will show you what it is like. And I will tell you the news about her. So he set off until when they were boarding the ship he broke it. He said, You have destroyed it to drown its people. You have come to something terrible. So Moses and the scholar set out, walking with me, asking me for a ship to board. Even if they hit it, they board the ship. When they boarded it, the world broke the ship. Moses told him, I broke it after we went into the sea to drown its people. You have done a great thing and done a bad deed. He said, Did I not say that you will not be able to be patient with me? He said, Do not hold me accountable for what I have forgotten, and do not burden me with difficulty in my affairs. The scholar said to Moses, Did I not say that you will not be able to have patience with me based on what you see of my actions? Because you see what you did not know about. Moses told him, don't blame me for what I forgot. And do not make it difficult for me to be with you and my company with you." So he set off until he met a boy and killed him. He said, "You have killed a pure soul for another soul. You have done something reprehensible." So he set off until he met a boy and the scholar killed him. Moses told him, "I killed a pure soul who had no sin. You have done something reprehensible and done something unknown." Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.